Welcome to episode 32 of Let's Be Friends podcast with my new friend, Cassie. She's a warrior for Jesus. She's a demon slayer. She's a Christ lover. She's an angelic goddess and healer who truly exists now without words. I like to call her the New Age cult slayer, formerly known as Quantum Cassie. Welcome to the show.
Wow, what a beautiful intro.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was, I had to think, be creative a little because I feel like you've really gone through a big shift, a big awakening since I even asked you to come on the podcast a couple weeks ago.
Yes, 100%. And I feel like it's still kind of happening. And so, you know, I know you asked me that, like about my introduction, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I'm just here existing, just kind of living one day at a time, which feels really beautiful, but Yeah, that was good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I like that whole, when you talk, I've hopped on some of your lives lately where you say the New Age cult, and I want to talk about that because I love that sense of humor about it because it's just been a big wave coming through my life recently because like I actually first heard of you. I don't know how much you know about me, but I was like asleep. I was misdiagnosed bipolar and on pills and just was watching the news every day, believed everything, was so fearful about everything. And just, I don't even know how much more sleep I could be, especially being naturally psychic and like seeing spirits like Buddha and Ganesh and Kali, which I felt connected with you on that. But we can discuss that later. But I had this huge awakening. And then November, I looked at my messages because this is the first time I ever messaged you because I felt your energy healing reels that you had been doing at the time came. I was like laying in bed. I'm like waking up and it's a lonely experience. Like, you know, all this stuff is going on and these reels come through. And at that time, I didn't believe in energy healing. But I sat and for some reason I watched your stuff, girl. I did as many as I could that night and they were activating it. I felt it. I connected with it. It was a piece. So you were a piece in that part of my journey, but then I kind of wasn't so much connecting with you, but then all of a sudden you posted a picture of Jesus. I think it was in April. I feel like it's highlighted in my Let's Be Friends podcast stories. And about that time, Jesus started coming into my life for the first time ever. And I want to cry and I probably will. And I love how you're very emotional too. So feel free to be that here. But it's just, let's talk a little bit about this, about Jesus and how he's come into your life. Suddenly, you want to talk about that?
Yeah. Wow. And I mean, I can so relate. Ooh, my camera got a little bit blurry. I can so relate with, when I was younger as a teenager, misdiagnosed as being bipolar and having all these mental disorders. I was always very sensitive, to energy. I could actually see dead people like they were real people. Like I saw them like as if they were living. And it was actually really confusing.
Yeah.
and then I ended up, you know, finding out that not everyone could see what I was seeing. And that's when I really started getting into spirituality. I mean, ever since I was like, you know, 14, 15, 16, I was really into all of it and astrology. I was really drawn to Eastern religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, meditation, yoga, all of that. And I mean, I just was absorbing as much knowledge as I could, even in college. That's what I got my degree in religious
studies. Wow.
Yeah. I've always just been so fascinated with it. I've always been a very spiritual person. And so I don't know if I should tell like
out. Everything is welcome here. I want you just to flow. Yeah. Let Jesus guide you.
And then, always been a really spiritual person. I am divorced now, but I met my ex-husband when I was really young. I was 19 and, you know, we got married, had kids, and I started kind of getting deeper into spirituality. I started, using my gifts more, giving readings to people that were really spot on. I mean, I've always been very, very psychic. I've had prophetic dreams. Even when I was a teenager, I would dream things and they would come true. Like it was always there. And when I turned 18, I immediately moved out of my house and I stopped taking you know, medication, and it turns out I wasn't bipolar. Like, I was just traumatized.
Welcome to the club.
I was just really highly sensitive, and my mom didn't know how to handle it, and it was very overwhelming for her. And so after I had, you know, children, I started kind of doing this for work. I started a business. I started doing mediumship, psychic readings. I started an online community that was called Dollar Moon Club. And I started teaching other people how to do mediumship and connect to their psychic abilities. And it just really kind of took off from there. And then I ended up getting divorced a couple years ago in 2019. And my business just completely exploded and blew up. And the whole time I was just like, this is wild. Like, this is so weird. Like, I don't even know. I'm just kind of showing up here. And it was really beautiful. And then, as you know, 2020, a lot of people started to kind of awaken.
Hi.
The veil started to really become thin for a lot of people. And we started to question a lot of things. And so I've always been very, wary of the government, of, you know, the, big pharma and things like that. I had my first daughter at home, in my living room. I did have my second daughter in the hospital, but I didn't let anyone touch me. Like, no, no one
can't like, touch this.
Yes. I've always been very, discerning of that. And so all the events that started happening in 2020, I was like, this is some crazy shit. You know, like I kind of knew something bigger was happening. Bigger global agenda was going on, and we were starting to see it more than we've ever seen it before. And so then things kind of started to intensify in my business and in my life, and my business started really shifting and changing. And I went from doing, you know, just psychic mediumship and astrology and following the moon and things and psychic readings. I shifted from that, and I started communicating with other beings. I started communicating with extraterrestrials. And that was not something I was expecting to happen. It just kind of started.
Girl, you're telling the story that I've been through. This is in line. Keep going.
Yeah, a lot of people went through this. And then I started kind of, you know, connecting to other people who were having similar experiences. And I was like, wow, something's kind of going on here. Okay, this is.
Yeah.
This thing, other people were having these experiences. And meanwhile, I was so terrified of looking crazy. That's one of my biggest, like, wounds, you know, because my whole family thought
I understand. I now take it as a compliment when someone calls me crazy, because I'm like, oh, I know what crazy means. Like, thank you. Like, honored. Honored to not be normal.
Right. It's a compliment. And so when I started to, you know, kind of come out about these beings and shifting my business in this new way, that was really interesting and different. And a lot of people, you know, felt drawn to it and they liked it. And it just, I created a bunch of courses and things like that. I started getting deeper into meditation, specifically Dzogchen meditation, where you really like empty out the mind and pierce through illusion. And I started having these wild experiences in 2020 of samadhi. And this was really exciting for me because this is something that I, you know, knew about growing up. I read about it. I read about the feelings of bliss and samadhi and enlightenment.
That's what samadhi means. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what
like samadhi nirvana.
Means. It, yeah. It gets you in this state. I mean, there aren't really any words to describe it where it's just, I would call it soulgasms. It was just like, bliss. It was like, I was one with God, and I was one with everyone and everything. And I was like,
I felt that on psychedelics. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Which I've heard about you. I know, like, we could probably talk for hours, we'll have you back, but keep going.
So funny. Like I've never taken psychedelics, but
I heard you say that once. Yeah. But I don't think you need to.
No. Yeah. You can. Yeah.
I think you've experienced it naturally. Yeah.
Yeah. These experiences to some friends who have taken psychedelics. And I was like, I was just like one with the tree, and like it was so wild. And they were like, that's what happens when you take psychedelics. And I was like, what? And I started having all these crazy visions of like God, you know, where I was like seeing God and seeing that we were kind of pinched off from God. And like then it really kind of escalated from there, especially in the community I was in. I was able to stay pretty grounded. But I did kind of start interacting with people, I think, who were more deep into the New Age cult than I was. And so when that started happening, that's when I started having those experiences of like, holy shit, like I'm God, you're God. There is nothing else. It was all one. There's no higher power. There's no real creator. We're creating it all. We're doing all of this.
Was that a shift in your mind at that point when that started happening?
It was because even though I was really into Eastern religions, I've always been so connected to God. I've always prayed, and that was something that was really interesting to me, because in that sort of, paradigm, there really is no separation between you and God. And there's those funny memes too that I see of people who are in that paradigm where they're like, they're praying. It's like someone praying, and it's like they're praying to themselves, and they're like, hey, me, it's me again. You know, like praying to God. And so,
that ultimate narcissist.
Yes, exactly. And I always felt it like this, like devotion and this love for something higher than me.
Yeah,
I was just so thirsty to figure out what it was. You know what I mean? And like,
Yeah.
And so I started, you know, kind of interacting with people who were more in that, what I now refer to as New Age cult than I was. And my life started getting really, really interesting. I started experiencing a lot of ups and downs. I started thinking
after having a time period of stability before.
Yes, right. It was pretty. Well, like 2020 was wild. I mean, it was wild for everyone.
Right.
But
when
I started having those I am God experiences and the crazy bliss and the samadhi and just losing track of time and space and intermingling with people who were on that same wavelength, things just started getting really weird emotionally and energetically. I would be feeling very high highs of this samadhi, of this bliss, of this ecstasy, like, wow. Everything is perfect. Like, this is heaven. Heaven on earth. We're here. This is heaven.
The Garden of Eden has rolled out.
Yeah. There's nothing better than this. And then I would really crash. And then I would be, you know, triggered again and moving through something. And in the New Age cult, they like to call this like moving through density. You're just activating your light body. That's just a part of ascension. And so I was just kind of like, okay, I guess I'm ascending, you know. I don't know where I'm ascending.
Like a rocket. Yeah. But you're into nothingness. Yeah.
Yes, this is it. This is something. And that's something too. I'm glad that you said that, ascending into nothingness, because that's really what it is. That timeline, even a lot of Eastern religions, they get you into a space where you try to dissolve the way that God created you. You dissolve away your personality. You dissolve away your emotions. You basically empty yourself out so much that you're nothing. You know what I mean? And like
nihilism. Yeah.
Yes. It's wild. Yeah. Wild. And so, then I started kind of experiencing a lot of those ups and downs. And, that's when I really started having those encounters with Jesus. And I just have to say this too, you know, like I said, I've always been very into Eastern religions, like Jesus, because I lumped him in with Christianity and the Catholic Church, which is totally satanic. That's going to trigger a lot of people.
No, this is totally fine to say here. I'm on board with you like 1,000% on that. It's everywhere. It's undeniable.
That the Catholic Church, the symbolism is totally satanic.
He worships in like a snake's head. It's like with demons behind it and stuff. Yeah, no, it's
they're not even biblical. Like nowhere in the Bible does it say to be worshiping Mother Mary or any of the other interesting practices that they do. It's wild. So, anyways, we kind of went off off on a little tangent there, but like, I wasn't interested in any of those kind of Christ-centered religions. Even though Catholics, they're Satan-centered, not Christ-centered, just to clear that up. That's going to trigger so many people.
But you know what? I say that triggers are our teachers. Like when we get a trigger, and you do, you remind me of the Heoka. I don't know if you're familiar with the Lakotas from the Dakota Indians. They have the sacred Heoka was a sacred clown who triggered everybody when you needed to right now. And I feel very much like that. I'm always saying stuff that bothers people, and you do it. You have even triggered me a lot, and I love it because and it's beautiful because I'll go there. Like, show me my triggers, please. Like, I asked for God to show me discernment this spring because I was so fucking confused of all the bullshit, which I know we're going to get into. And God sent me Jesus. That's literally. And so it sounds like you got Jesus too. So it's interesting. Keep going.
Yeah. So that's what was happening is I would get in these low states and I would just be so upset, so confused. I was also in a really toxic relationship dynamic that I thought was maybe a twin flame experience.
The twin flame trap. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally demonic, so horrible, so painful and awful and traumatizing. And so when I was in those low states, I was praying a lot and I was just praying to God, show me the truth. And then I would have these interactions with Christ. And I would be like, well, not that. That can't be the truth. You know, I wasn't putting the two and two together. I was just praying for the truth. And I was so disconnected from the idea of Jesus.
Yep. You said it on one of your lives that it's like a spell had been lifted, and you're right. There's this like a spell list. Like you can't even say Jesus Christ. It's hard to even say that. Or like someone says Jesus and all of a sudden, oh God, they're part of that cult, like that thing or whatever. It's a spell. You said that's one of the things that you've said lately that's been profound to me. Cause I felt that spell lift too off of me. It's real. Like my programming.
It's because his name is powerful. It really is powerful. And so
I just got beautiful chills.
Yes, he would come in, and when I would be in a really low space and I could see him in my mind clairvoyantly, I've always been very clairvoyant. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was the weirdest thing. I'm like, all right, Jesus, cool. I guess you're like an ascended master. Like, okay, thank you so much for coming in. And it was always in those low moments where he would come in. There were no other guides, no other aliens, no other beings, no other angels. Like it was always just Jesus. And so he would come in. I would start feeling better. I would start getting more clarity and I would go right back to what it is that I was doing. And then I just continued that cycle. And anytime I would drop down again, Jesus, I'd be praying to God. Jesus would come in. Like, okay, cool. Here's Jesus again. You know, like acting like this. Like I
just won't leave.
Yeah. Like, okay, cool. Thanks, Jesus. And so that happened, you know, multiple times.
It's like Groundhog's Day, but Jesus is just like right there. Jesus, hey, oh, he's got your coffee. He's just like, I ironed out your clothes. Well, good morning, Cassie.
So funny. And so that kept happening. And then it sort of reached this kind of climax where I, again, hit a really low, low space. And I started just questioning everything. I was just like, this is not it. And it's so tricky because everyone in the spiritual community, New Age cult, is telling you that what you're experiencing is normal. There's all these collective energy updates that are constantly telling you, you know, this is really intense. We're dealing with a lot of intensity right now. Just keep going. Just keep pushing through. You know, you're raising your frequency. You're dropping density. So I had all these people telling me this is what it should feel like. But I knew in my heart, I knew in my spirit, and now I know the Holy, the whole time that's the Holy Spirit inside of me telling me that this isn't right. I'm supposed to feel peace, you know? And we have different seasons in our life where we experience hardship and struggle, but it never needs to be this roller coaster. And everyone on the spiritual community, they're just so addicted to the chaos and the roller coaster of what they think is ascension, which it's actually not. And so I started finally just being so desperate. I was so desperate. I mean, I was even reading some of my prayers that I had written down during that time. And I was just begging God to just finally, I have chills talking about it. Finally, I was just okay, whatever you need to remove from my life, like, just remove it. Like, I don't care anymore. I don't want to feel like this anymore. I know this isn't right. I know this isn't it. I don't know what it is, but I know this isn't it. And like, I fully just surrender, like, just take over my whole life. Remove anything that isn't you, that isn't true to you, that isn't aligned with you, like pages of these prayers, just begging God to help me. And then again, I had another encounter with Christ, and I was in the bathtub and I was crying and just so upset, and I could feel Jesus come in, and I could see him so clear in my mind. It was wild. And I kept like, I was like, he's not really there, but like, I can like see him so clear.
I understand. I understand.
The clairvoyance. Yeah. And so.
And seeing. And actually seeing too. Yeah. So I do understand, girl. Like
objective clairvoyance and subjective clairvoyance.
Yeah.
Really the lines can blur.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that happened. And I, you know, was feeling the peace, because anytime he would come in, I would always feel peace and safe. And I wouldn't be in such a like chaotic, distraught, you know, place where I was feeling so low. And so, you know, I got out of the bath and I was like, okay, cool. Thanks so much. You know, ascended Master Jesus. Cool. Like, that's what I thought the whole time. Like, thanks so much. And then the following 48 hours, and it's so hard to describe this with words. Yep. The following 48 hours, it was like my entire reality had crumbled.
Right.
And it was such an internal experience. It was like something had snapped me out of a spell. And all of a sudden I saw that sort of relationship that I was in, that it was demonic and horrible. And just like, it was actually a counter attack. It was a spiritual attack. It wasn't raising my consciousness. It wasn't bringing me into alignment. I wasn't. And this is what the people in the twin flame, they think that they're special and that they're chosen by God to go through this experience so that they can reach enlightenment and inner union. It's wild, all of it. And that came crashing down. And then I started having all these realizations about the law of attraction. It's just like, it was like the veil completely cleared away. And I was like, holy shit. Like,
I understand.
98% of the spiritual community New Age shit is a lie. It's man-made. And not only is it a lie and it's man-made, but it's also Luciferian. It's satanic. It's not just made by man. It's made by Satan to like keep us from the truth.
Yeah.
And so I went through a period of like 2 weeks where it was really intense, because I had created my whole business in the spiritual community. Like I said, I don't think it was totally in the New Age cult. I sort of walked that
fine line. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was trying then to sort of share my experience with people. And the second I started mentioning Christ, I saw how triggered everyone in the New Age, in the New Age cult, the spiritual community got. And then I was having these experiences where my discernment was then so activated, I could feel that it was triggering demonic energy. It was like the demonic energy that had taken over the New Age cult was pissed. Like, I could feel it.
Yeah.
And what's so funny is like, I'll tell that to people and they don't believe me. They believe me when I talk about aliens. They believe me when I'm talking to dead people. When I would sit there and give them mediumship reading and give, you know, the person, the name of the person who passed, the date that they passed, how they passed. I got all that info. But the second I start talking about Christ and start talking about demonic entities, now suddenly they don't want to believe me.
Well, and you know, that's part of the programming. I remember toying with, when I was asleep, and I'm 38, like literally probably up to 37, before 36, late 36, 37, when I woke up, I didn't believe in evil.
Yes.
You'll love this. I actually, in my truth, didn't believe there were any Satanists. Not one. How could anybody do that? I have so much love for myself looking back to be able to know that that was my mindset, to know that it's real. It's real to actually like this, what you're talking about.
And it's it's that like that's what they say is that Satan disguises himself as light. Satan was Lucifer. Lucifer was an angel. Like Lucifer is a fallen angel. Okay. Yeah. So like he can really disguise himself as light. And that's
and the biggest trick, what they say, is that Satan convinced everyone he wasn't real.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He masks as an angel of light and then convinces people that evil isn't real. And this is what the New Age cult loves to say. We're all one. Evil isn't real. It's a mindset. Like, you know, they all kind of say the same shit. They all kind of spew out the same, like, sort of robotic responses. It's really wild when you're on the other side. You can see it.
Interesting.
Happen. Yeah.
Like they're going to the same meeting and it's like, this is what you're supposed to put out. This
is a program. It's a literal program. And so I started noticing that. And so, you know, of course, noticing that it was triggering people's demons, I kept going and I kept speaking. And I kept talking about Jesus and my followers drop. I'm a little over 4K followers that I lost since
cleansing. Really?
Exactly. Yeah. Cleansing. And, you know, every day the illusion just fell more and more and more and more and more. And it finally reached a point where I was really trying to go in the middle because I didn't want to, you know, freak anyone out, or I didn't want to, you know, abandon the sort of community that I had created because I built a very tight knit community. You know, I was doing really, my business was very successful. Like,
wow, that's wild that you have this wild paradigm shift and awakening, whatever, you know, just complete. Yeah. And you are like, I think you're running some groups right online. You're actually got like, you literally, like, I like to say I woke up, like, cause for me, it's been a real emotional journey and awakening. Like I woke up in my bullshit completely and had to like clean my whole life up. You wake up in the New Age cult realizing it's a cult.
Exactly. Exactly. And so then it started to become really painful to walk that fine line. Like I was literally experiencing demonic torment because once you start exiting that and pulling your energy away from it, those dark forces, they don't like it. They don't like it at all. They get pissed, especially because my platform's big and I'm telling people, hello, you know, and I've been helping people wake up to it. A lot of people have been seeing it since I started thinking out about it.
No, definitely. And as you're going through this journey, I feel like probably the last couple months, I was absolutely experiencing really hardcore, I call it demonic energies in my life too. And that was right after Jesus did also come to me when I came to God being like, I don't know who to trust in this whole community. I don't know what, like, I just, cause I started, like, I learned about moon ceremonies and the moons and really got into astrology last fall, right when I was waking up and connected with this group that I did ayahuasca with, and they were doing all of that. And I look back now and like everything you're saying is like, that was their behavior. That was what they were. And I have my memoirs coming out called Here Comes Trouble in a Month. And I have a chapter about cults that I had wrote. And it's like, and to hear you call out the New Age calls, like someone else is saying it. Like I stopped doing moon ceremonies a few months ago because they didn't feel right. I stopped charging crystals under the moon because it didn't feel right. And I'm not judging or anything like that. I put tarot cards, all that away a couple months ago, just naturally. It was nothing else, but I naturally, like, that's why I can see some confirmations here because I did this without hearing from anybody else and on my own. And it's anyways. So
yeah,
I had to drop that. Okay.
Yeah, no, totally. And this is happening to everyone. And I know that that's part of my purpose here is to publicly display what I'm going through, because then other people see it and they're like, holy shit. Like, that's what I've been going through, because they're surrounded by people who are telling them, no, it's this way. It's this way. This is why you're experiencing it. It's light. It's good. You know, and so then when they are able to see people who are going through it and expressing it in a different way and mirroring it back to them in a way that isn't completely, you know, in an illusion, it helps them realize what's going on. And so, basically it just sort of progressed from there. And I started really just feeling so grateful to God for like pulling me out of that situation. I shut down my subscription groups. I could no longer fake it. I could no longer walk that fine line. I could really, once I really let Christ into my heart fully, my discernment was just to the max. Like I could spiritually discern. And so I was able to tell when I would, you know, do a card reading or show up in my groups and do a live, that like I could feel that darker demonic energy come in, and it knows where to go. It goes in our wounds and our trauma and torments us in our mind and things like that.
I wasn't very good.
It was a lot. And the second I shut it down, I shut down my groups. I said, you know what? F it. I quit. I quit my whole job. I quit my whole business. Like God delivered me out of this. I know the truth and I want nothing to do with that. And I want to devote my whole life to Christ, because the peace I feel, there's absolutely no more of this. Like, obviously I'll still get kind of triggered and
the seasons of life and just living.
Human experience, but there's no more of the like light body ascension activations and purging and this and this and that. Like, no, that's completely gone. And so I felt like I just wanted to devote my whole life to this, you know, being this God who made my life better, who actually helped me.
Yeah, and it's kind of like if you save someone's life and then you're like, okay, now I'm here for you. Now I'm your warrior.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just feel so grateful for the peace and lightness that I feel in my life now. And so it was really this complete 180. And like I said, most people in my groups that I created were really respectful, and some of them are even kind of, you know, on the same wavelength as me now. A lot of them aren't. Some of them were talking trash about me. So what I had originally done is I had
demons. Yeah, that's not exactly. us. That's it not was, us. We don't, yeah. we don't, we aren't hateful and vengeful and mean. No. That's not us. I discovered that too. Like that's how I had, and that's Jesus's vibe coming in, like compassion and understanding. Like you have to see that in yourself too. Like I've heard myself say things to people I didn't mean, act ways that weren't me. And I hated myself and I got stuck in that trap. But I really do feel that these energies can come into our head. And like you said, they know our traumas and stuff. Yeah. And it's, yeah, I don't know if there's an amount of crystals that can protect you from that.
Christ is the only thing, is the only way to really protect you from that. And I like how you said that, because that's a really common sign that you're under like demonic influence, is when you're saying like, I'm just completely acting out of character. Like you feel like you have no control. That's how it was when I was in that toxic relationship dynamic. I was saying things that I was like, I can't believe that came out of my mouth. Like I was saying the most horrible things. He was saying the most horrible things to me. Like it was so dark and awful. And then I would sort of get away from it and be like, that was not me. Like who was that? You know, and that's demonic energy. That's literally how it works. And everyone experiences it on earth. And that's another thing with like the New Age cult, is they think that we have only benevolent extraterrestrial beings pouring light onto the planet, but they ignore the evil and the satanic demonic entities that are messing with the planet. They only think that there's light and that's it.
No, you have to be careful. That's something that I've been shown. I'm very telepathic. All my clairs are like really open. That was a huge part of my awakening was, and I had been seeing like Buddha had always been coming to me and Ganesh, and long time ago on psychedelics I would see, and then just would always be with me. But I ignored it. I couldn't. I like you said something earlier. You're like, I thought everybody else saw that stuff. Well, I thought everybody else saw that stuff too, and I just wasn't going to talk about it because nobody did. And I didn't know what was going on. And, you know, I swear the thought just pulled out of my head.
That happens.
And do you ever think like, I know, but do you ever think like, you know, we're having a powerful conversation. Even when I watched one of your videos recently, it was like flashing. It was like, I was like, what's wrong with this? Like, is it keeps cutting out and going to the beginning? I'm like, why am I only having issues with this person's video?
Yeah, it's very real. And me and one of my good friends, Natasha, we did a really powerful live about Christ, and we both shared our stories and things like that. And the video would not post after. I could not upload it to Instagram. It wouldn't let me. So like, it's very real. And really, I found the only way to like fully wrap yourself in the armor of God is through Christ. And I think that a lot of people who are participating in these practices and the divination and psychics and mediumship, and this is, I built my whole business on these things. Like it was very successful. And so it's not something that I'm just like lightly, that I take very lightly, you know? And when people don't have that discernment and that ability to test spirits.
Yeah.
You don't know who you're talking to. They could be channeling demons. You have no idea. Yeah, and gifted with discernment.
The way that I woke up and woke up to these gifts, I thank God every day that I've been protected always, because I know what you're talking about. Like, when portals are open and people are group manifesting and I don't know what, there's magic going on all around here and we're not fully aware of it. And our power is being used for something and it's not right. And I am so grateful that God protected me and I never had any experiences like that. Cause I started doing channeling sessions for people because I have found I've stepped into this ability too. And I have been stepping back from it. And I tell people, like, I don't know how much longer I'm going to do this because I know I'm not going to do it very long. And I knew that. I'm the kind of psychic who's like silly, like accidental psychic. Like, I knew a couple months ago I'd only be doing this for a couple months. Like, yeah. I naturally stopped doing moon ceremonies. I put my cards away a couple months ago just because I was cleaning my office out. Plus, and I don't judge anyone for doing this or whatever. I just don't think we need to have anything between us and God. No. I don't think we need a card to tell us all the time, and people get addicted to it and they need it. And they, I need to manifest something. I got to wait for the moon, or yeah. I'm going to let go. I got to wait for that. Oh, it's this kind of thing. So I've got to do this. And it's going outside yourself. And everybody I do a channeling session for, I'm like, I'm here to help empower you. I'm not doing anything. Like, you are powerful. You don't need me to connect to God. You have a direct line. Make the call.
Yeah, totally. And that's what's so funny too, is people who are in that, they think they're free and sovereign, but they're slaves to the moon. They're slaves to their cards. They're slaves to their crystals. They're slaves to the astrology forecast. You're not free. You're not free and sovereign. And that's why that Luciferian agenda is so tricky, because people think, oh, I'm manifesting. This is working. I'm doing it. And it's like, yeah, you're doing it. But who is your leader?
Right.
It's not
God. Who's making it happen though, right?
Yes. It's Satan. And this is interesting too, because like, that it's so funny we're talking about this, because I'm currently reading the Bible and
I just got my first Bible, girl. It's literally crazy. Like, it's right here. I do have my green Tara sitting on there because I want her, but I got my first Bible. I'm reading Genesis. This is the spell, Cassie. This is the spell. I want to cry. Like, this is my first Bible. I'm 38 years old. I was afraid to, I would be like, I'm going to cry. Like, you go in a hotel and they have little Bibles and I'd be like, oh, what's that stupid Bible there for? And it's like, I'd be like, what would Jesus do bracelets? It's like the programming is real. And it's just, it's like, this is the, there is so much wisdom in this book, even just opening it immediately. And it puts you directly, I don't know. I'm just, yeah. These feelings washing over me, you know, and I know you feel it. It's real. It's real. I was so confused this spring. And I said, and there's been a couple times in my life I've found where I've gone to God and I've asked for discernment. Or I said, I'd give myself to you for this mission and this journey. And I don't know why, but I was shown Jesus this spring. I was. And I'm grateful to know you and for you've been helping people more than you. And like, I know you don't like to go through this kind of awakening online and to have that, you know, it's a lot and you bravely go on there. And I know people are probably not, these demonic energies are coming through and battling you, but you keep going. And I just want, anyways.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that with me. And I'm moving through the story of Moses right now. And there are certain parts where, long story short, God is trying to get him to basically free his people from Egypt, from the Pharaoh who is treating them like slaves, which is also really funny because in the New Age cult, you get a whole different view of Egypt. In Egypt, you only see the gold and the goddesses and the magic. Okay. Like,
you're
that's
right.
They talk about that. You get a real different picture of Egypt when you read the Bible. The people who follow, you know, God are enslaved and tortured and beaten and worked to death. It's fascinating getting that other dimension.
Like today, people are worked to death.
Yeah, I know. It's that the Bible really is.
I know. You have to look at it. Even before the Jesus coming in a couple, this like last couple of months, I was like, kept hearing as my awakening, everything's coming back to the Bible. Everybody keeps saying like, all these people have been awake for a long time are like, oh, I just do the Bible now. Or like, or they're just like, you need to read the Bible. And I'm like, no. And here I am now. I've got my Bible.
Yeah. And you can, I mean, it's so deep. It's alive. It's one of those books where it's like, you can read one sentence and then read that same sentence in 3 months and it will activate your spirit in a totally different way. You know, it's a living, breathing thing. And so, anyways, God was basically telling Moses to perform these various like magical acts to kind of prove to the Pharaoh and the people that he's working for God. And there were, I think, three different acts that Moses was doing, and the magicians of Egypt, who were connecting to Satan, the Luciferians, were able to do the same magical practices. And then it wasn't until it reached a certain level where they were no longer able to use their own energy to create the same magic to mirror what Moses was doing through God. And so I think that this is a really important story to talk about, because this is what people are doing in the New Age cult. They're creating their reality. They're manifesting. They're doing all this. They're doing all that. But it's like, which God are you serving? Because right. Satan can still work magic. You know?
You're telling me this story and you're saying this is an important story to share. You won't believe this. I'm getting a huge ringing in my ear all of a sudden. It's crazy. My boyfriend told me this story last night, girl. I know of any story in the Bible, and we never, oh my God, I'm gonna cry. And we never talk about the Bible. This is the first time we've ever said, I was preparing to talk with you too. And like, and he, you know what else he told me? This is so sweet. He told me he started praying at night.
Oh, God.
I know. It's just like, You can't make this up. You can't make this energy. Do you feel that love right now, everybody? Everyone, you're feeling the love of Jesus right now. That's Jesus. He's literally here. This is it.
This is it. This is the organic timeline. And so, like it gets people thinking that they're God. I'm doing this. I'm manifesting this. And we see this with The Secret, with Abraham Hicks, with all of these big kind of like law of attraction things. And what's so wild too is that people are so in the New Age cult, they can't stand Jesus, they can't stand the Bible, yet they're reading The Secret, the Law of Attraction, things that Dolores Cannon wrote, the Law of One. They're reading all these channeled books like they are the Bible. They're so delusional that they can't see that they're still in a religion. They're still in a cult. It's just masked as spirituality. And it's
wow. Yeah.
Not.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And I do think there's a lot of profound wisdom all over too. I've heard of Dolores Cannon, and I do like a lot of things she says, but I haven't read all of her books. I never got into The Secret. I never got into Law of Attraction. I never got into Abraham Hicks. I somehow survived all of getting like too involved, but I did have that community that came into my life last fall. And it was just like, everything I was trying to say to people, I was like, this place is like a cult. Like everything is about this feels like a cult. Like I happened to also randomly watch this NXIVM documentary on Netflix about the NXIVM cult that actually happened. And like, I remember hearing someone say, no one ever joins a cult. You just wake up in a cult. And mm-hmm. culture, the first part of the word is cult. And then Jesus comes into my life. You posted that picture about it. I swear you posted a picture of like, of Jesus. It was really pretty. Do you remember what maybe I'll send it to you. But then I all of a sudden, like I hear you say like this New Age cult. And when you said it, it just clicked.
Yeah. It's a cult. 100%. Yeah. And you're right. Like they don't know they're in it. I didn't know.
Tricky Satan, but Cassie figured you out.
Got to figure it out. And I know too, that like, I've always felt like this too, because I did spend some time like really questioning all the work that I did, all the people I helped, all the courses that I taught, because I did help a lot of people. Like I helped a lot of people change their lives and heal and make their lives better. And I could really feel that God had me on a, like a little rope where like he was like, okay, you go over there. I'm not going to let you get totally in it. And then I'm going to pull you out, you know, because now I know how it works. Like I know the ins and outs of it. I know the secrets. I know the, what they say. I know all of it. I know the lingo.
Yeah, you had to go, you went in there to learn it.
Exactly. That's really kind of what I'm kind of coming into awareness is now I can use that to, you know, help bring people back to Christ, help people understand that like, you don't have to go through the ups and downs like that. You don't have to completely get rid of your personality in the unique way that God made you to attain enlightenment. You don't have to meditate for hours and 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 hours a day to attain this enlightenment. You don't have to empty out the you know, fullness of your being to be a spiritual person. So
yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. It's like the energy updates too. And it's just like constantly telling people what's going on. I see all of that. And and you have to be so careful because this is really about the power of the mind. This is a consciousness, spiritual warfare for our souls is the prize. And it's happening in all of our heads. And they've been programming us in so many tricky ways. It's in everything. It's all over the place. Tricky, tricky, tricky. It's all over the place. And so that's why going within for me and literally going to God and saying, God, I want your discernment. I don't want that leader's discernment or that friend, or you can't go to anyone for that. You have to find, we are a temple. We are a temple. They say we are a temple. And, it's just, these are crazy waters to navigate. And I don't know, I think about Jesus coming in and really being here now. And I think about like the Native American tribes and the indigenous tribes and stuff. And I'm curious how you feel they would come into all of this.
Yeah, that's a really good question too, because that's something that maybe 3 months before I had my big Christ awakening, I was really connecting with my ancestors. So I'm Cherokee and Blackfoot Native American. That's one of the reasons I went to Montana. I wanted to be close to like Blackfoot land over there, I won't even.
You were called there. Yeah, no, I feel that. I feel that. I feel that. I just got that.
And it's interesting because I do know that I do feel I don't want to disrespect my ancestors by following Christ, you know, because I don't know. This is a hard question. For me to answer. But I do feel that I believe in the actual physical person of Christ, coming here on earth. I do believe he was here. I do believe that he was the embodiment of God walking on earth to show us a different way to redeem us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily know if that has to discount the practices of Native Americans in that culture. And this is another thing too, why I have a hard time calling myself a Christian, because I know that my people and my ancestors were tortured, raped, murdered, and had their land stolen in the false name of Christ. People came in. I'm directly linked to for my ancestry, the Trail of Tears. A lot of my ancestors were on the Trail of Tears. And a lot of them died on the Trail of Tears, starved, got sick, just left there like they were nothing, you know? And so that's another thing too, that I'm still learning how to reconcile. I'm still kind of releasing some of that religious programming, because it's very much there, you know? And so that's why I kind of right now refuse to call myself a Christian. And I'm just saying I follow Christ, because it's really hard for me to reconcile that.
That makes sense. No, totally. Yeah. That's a beautiful answer. That makes so much sense to me.
Yeah.
It's just, and you're like a flower opening up to a new thing, and you have to give yourself time to let that happen. You can't just, people are like I even see you talking sometimes, and we're people are demanding answers from you. Where are you on this? And what's your stance on it? It's leave her alone and let her she's being reborn right now. Let's send love right now and support, and let her discover who she is now and what your world looks like to you. And I understand that, because my Jesus Awakening hasn't been as intense as yours, but my quantum awakening, as I call it. And interesting, I shifted my title recently. I had public figure down because I had to put it in a category on Instagram. And I was like, that doesn't feel right. I removed that. And then I even had quantum awakener up. And I'm like, that's how I woke up. So I'm saying that, but I don't want to sound like people think I think I'm going to quantum awake them. So I turned that and rephrased it down today. I just want to say that this is actually, you inspired me from your video about just these people. There's, I started looking at who's got public figure, who's got public figure, who wants, who, yeah, like who's telling, yeah.
List out, they want to list out all of their things. And that's something I think too, it's like, we all want to feel very like special. And so that's what's the wildest like hypocrisy of the spiritual community and the New Age cult is they say we're all one, but yet they're so adamant about I'm this, I'm that, I do this, I do that. Like they want to stand out, but yet we're all one. And it just, it doesn't add up. Like it doesn't.
No, and their pedestals left and fucking right.
100%. People want to be pedestaled. They like being on that high pedestal. They want to get the follows. They want to get the likes. They want to get the shares. They want, and it's so fake. Like Instagram isn't real. It's not real. And I realized
it's
that
the Sims.
When I made this pivot and this huge 180, I started getting people talking to me like they knew me. Like they think that they know me from Instagram. You don't know anything about my life. You don't know the age of my kids, their name, what I do, what they do, what we're like, what our everyday life experiences. Like these, they know nothing about me. We know nothing about each other, but it's almost like social media creates this fake like intimacy.
Yeah.
And I noticed that.
And that's a tool for the New Age cult, essentially, right? And then you have to wonder, who am I listening to? Who am I following? Why am I looking outside of myself? Why am I flipping cards all the time? Why am I looking at these reports? Why, what is going on? And the power of the mind and the group manifestation. And I've been on this whole journey myself, a rabbit hole of trying to debunk astrology because it's so correct. But at the same time, I'm like, they're using manifestation for something and the moon's not what we think. And just so much there. We need to be very cautious on where our consciousness, where our mind is going, what we're connecting to, and have a lot of intention. And
100%. Yeah. The energy updates. And it's so tricky too, because a lot of the people who have, you know, hundreds and thousands of followers will do those kind of energy updates. And then they'll keep telling people, like every once in a while, they might say, you know, like you're sovereign, but they never encourage anyone to stop watching them. Stop watching me. Stop watching me. I'm just not going to post for like, you know, a week. Everyone would just completely lose it. If some of these
it's an addiction.
It is. If some of these bigger accounts would actually do the right thing, which the right thing would be say nothing for a week and say, you know what? You go pray and meditate and I'll be back in a week. And then we can talk. They don't want to do that because they want to be worshipped and they
want to be ego. Yeah. It's narcissistic. It really is. Yeah. Cassie, I have loved talking to you and I would talk to you for hours. I would love to have you back again. And just, it's wonderful that I believe truly in faith and that people who come into my life are supposed to, you know what I mean? Like it's this episode would have been recorded if it wasn't. And I send you so much love right now, girl. Thank you for being a part of my awakening in more ways than I ever thought you would be. And just being so powerful and brave and authentic. And just, I'm here for you as you're going through this awakening. Thank I love you.
Thank you so much. I love you too. And I'm so happy to be here. I would love to come on here again. I feel like we have a lot in common.
Yeah, we do. You are like, just when you're sharing your so much, I'm just like, yep. I get her.
Yeah.
All right. I love you.
I love you too.